Mahaprabhu left this world by embracing Gopinath, because Mahaprabhu was in Radhabhav, in separation. So Mahaprabhu left this world by entering into the body of Tota Gopinath. And we can see tomorrow in Mangalartik, after Mangalartik, there's a golden line, a golden chinna on the line of Gopinath, on his knee, on his thigh, and that's the place, the marks where Mahaprabhu entered the body of Gopinath, or Radharani entered the body of Gopinath, because they are one. Ekatma duideya, right? Ekatma duideya. So that, before he, the Pujari is telling, before Mahaprabhu left this world, then he left his kopin in Bahirvas, because this is all sannyas. Kopin sanskar is for sannyas. But in Nitya Lila, there's no sannyas. And Krishna and Radharani don't wear kopins. So then he left his kopins, everything here, and then entered the body. So that those chinna there are, they say, someone said it was Radharani's footprints. So that's quite appropriate, because Mahaprabhu is Krishna and Radhabhav. So that it's called a Vastra, it's called a Pushpa Samadhi. Pushpa Samadhi means some articles from the personality or place there, a flower, some personal articles, Tadiyanam Samarchanam, cloth, a flower, glasses, any kind of thing related to the devotee. It's called Pushpa Samadhi. It can be a flower from the garland he wore after he left his body. So that's a Pushpa. I heard that before. So that's a Pushpa Samadhi, or Vastra, Vastra Alankar Samadhi of Mahaprabhu's Kapra, his Kopin Vesh. So we can pay obeisances there and pray that we can become detached from this material world. Because Kopin represents Vairagya. Kopin is Vairagya Vesh. So Vairagya begins in the mind and heart. Then it's expressed outwardly later. Well, we can pray to Mahaprabhu and to Radha Govinda and Radha Gopinath, Tota Gopinath, that we can become renounced inwardly renounced from all sense gratification in our minds and hearts. Tota Gopinath ki. Yeah.